COVID-19 infections in BC that are serious enough to require hospitalization rose for the 10th consecutive data update to another multi-month high on September 1. This comes a day after Provincial Health Officer Bonnie Henry said that she expected the number of COVID-19 cases to keep rising in the weeks ahead, but that hospitalizations would be unlikely to rise with the same trajectory. There are now 199 people in BC hospitals battling infections, with 112 of those fighting for their lives in intensive care units, ICUs. There has not been so many people in BC hospitals with COVID-19 since June 8. Two additional people in BC have died while infected with COVID-19, raising the province's pandemic death toll to 1,818. Health officials detected 785 new cases overnight, which is 130 more than yesterday. The number of those actively battling infections fell by 170 to 5,873. More than 95.2%, or 158,900 of the 166,853 people known to have contracted COVID-19 in BC, are considered by the province to have recovered because they have gone 10 days after first feeling symptoms, and are therefore not thought to be infectious. The province does not wait a full 14-day incubation period to make this determination, Provincial Health Officer Bonnie Henry told Glacier Media earlier this summer. The most recent government data on vaccination status noted that between August 12 and 25, people not fully vaccinated accounted for 82% of cases and 85.9% of hospitalizations. Glacier Media crunched the numbers for how many of the 785 cases identified in the past day were in each of the province's health regions. The result for the number of new infections for each 10,000 residents, with total new cases in brackets, was 1.4 in Fraser Health, 246, 0.9 in Vancouver Coastal Health, 110, 3.6 in Interior Health, 266, 3.1 in Northern Health, 94, and 0.8 in Island Health, 69. No new cases were in people who normally reside outside BC. The result by health region for the number of people fighting active infections for each 10,000 residents, with total new cases in brackets, was 8.4 in Fraser Health, 1,504, 8.3 in Vancouver Coastal Health, 1,042, 31 in Interior Health, 2,299, 16.1 in Northern Health, 483, and 6.3 in Island Health, 538. There has been one new healthcare facility outbreak at Arbutus Care Center in Vancouver. The outbreak at Kootenay Street Village in Cranbrook has been declared over. There remain 19 active outbreaks in healthcare settings or seniors' homes. The provincial government released some data before 4 p.m. on its COVID-19 dashboard. It then said in an emailed statement that more data would come at approximately 6 p.m. The additional data would include numbers for new and total vaccinations, as well as potentially a recent breakdown of cases by vaccination status. No more data had been released by 8:20 p.m., and it was unclear when it might be coming. Gekerstrom at biv.com at Glenn Korstrom.